Now, what we call shunyata is not just one thing, not even one experience. We may say it represents a whole vast range, or spectrum if you like, of experiences. Traditionally, there are no less than 32 kinds of shunyata. And all these 32 kinds, I can assure you, are diligently studied in Mahayana countries. There the monks know at least the names of these 32 kinds of shunyata off by heart. They just rattle them off like that. And especially is this true of Tibet. In this connection I remember a little incident, once again of course from Kalimpong, from my life and experience there. I remember that some time ago, quite a few years ago, I happened to be with a Tibetan friend of mine who had been at one time a high-ranking Tibetan government official. In fact, he was governor of Gyantse for a number of years, and he was subsequently married to Maharaj Kumari Punkang, Maharaj Kumari Kukula, the eldest daughter of the Maharaja of Sikkim. So I remember once we were all together, and this friend of mine's wife, Princess Kukula, she just laughingly said, "Well, when we're in Lhasa, my husband is never at home. He's always in the monasteries discussing Buddhism with the lamas. I hardly ever see him," she said. So I said to Punkang Se, "Well, what is it that you discuss with the lamas? What are the favorite topics of discussion? Or what is even the favorite topic of discussion? When all the other sort of intermediate topics, preliminary topics have been exhausted, what do you usually get down to?" So he thought a while and he said, "Well, usually, after we've discussed one or two more or less ordinary things, what we really like to get down to and really go into," and he said, "sometimes we discuss these things all night, is the 32 kinds of voidness." So this, it seemed, was the most popular topic for discussion between Buddhist monks and laymen also in the monasteries of Tibet. And that's why apparently that wives of Buddhist gentlemen in Lhasa apparently don't see their husbands today for days together. They're busy exhausting the 32 kinds of voidness. Now, perhaps here in this place we may have one day a series of talks on all the 32 kinds of voidness. We couldn't possibly do it in one talk. But today we're confining ourselves to the four principal kinds of shunyata, because these are the most important. We shouldn't think too literally that you've got four kinds of shunyata, that you might have four different kinds of cabbage, or four different kinds of daffodil and narcissus. But the four kinds, as we call them, really represent four successive stages in our experience, a progressively deepening experience of the mystery of the void.